name again and wrestle, and we will. We can get our hands on you and the four horses. Get all of your body parts and rip them off one by one.
Put ECW where it belongs, the afterthought of the WWE, their developmental program on national television. Let's put it where it belongs. Let's get that straight.
Oh, Lordy, but Jesus, I just went through this whole thing on the other freaking tape. I went to play it back and went two sentences and then went... All right, I haven't had a beer yet. It's 5 to 11. This is killing me because I'm going through this sober.
I'm like, do these assholes not see a pair of boxer briefs laying on the floor? Luna is one of the most beautiful women that I've ever saw. And I'm not lying.
WW Radio. And now, Nick Anthony.
Get a real man down to the next of the city. No winner, they ran and rip off the wheat bed.
Online, World of Wrestling, OWW, Genesis, WTR, Wild Talk Radio Network. Nick Anthony, Alan Wojcik. Broadcasting live this Tuesday night, and you are tuned in to online World of Wrestling Radio, OWW Radio, where fans and legends come together, man. Whether you are a viewer of WWE's Monday Night Raw, NXT, Superstars, or Friday Night SmackDown, TNA Impact, Ring of Honor, the Indies, we talk to them all, including MMA, man. We want to hear from you. We made it easy for you with our toll-free telephone number. It's 888-357-9876. Option one. 888-357-9876. Hit option one to talk to Rock. The email address is radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. That's radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. I think they should just chill out. That's what Candy Kisses from WrestleLicious says on the negativity from fans about her promotion. Oh, boy. We have a good one here tonight. OWW Radio. Thanks for being a part of the program. Nick Anthony, Alan Wojcik, Aaron Kendrick joining us. Big show tonight, boys. Did you see where she said this, Alan? You see where Lizzie Valentine said this? Candy Kisses from WrestleLicious?
Yeah, she was a part of an interview through DivaDirt.com, one of our sister, brother, whatever you want to call it, sites. Yeah. And she got it that we pulled two of the questions that were asked of Lizzie, and also I pulled some stuff that we'll ask our guest, Jay Vargas, who is the owner of WrestleLicious. He'll be a guest in hour two tonight, guys.
Right.
But the main things that Lizzie hit on, and this is a girl who's been a part of TNA. She was a part of Wrestling Society X. I can't remember the name of the character she played in Wrestling Society X. Mm-hmm. But she was the girlfriend of someone on one of the, like, the fictional girl. I think she was maybe Matt Sydal's girlfriend, mm-hmm, character or something like that. That's who it was? Okay.
Yeah.
But she's basically saying in this question, you know, somebody asked her, you know, you've been getting some negativity towards the show. Have you run into any of this in particular? And I'm not going to try to talk like Lizzie, but
yeah.
To paraphrase what she's saying, and it also looks like Dave Argus has been saying, is, it's a TV show. To them, it's not a wrestling show, which I don't know. Aaron feels about it. I don't know. You feel about it.
Well,
but
first of all, when he came on the program, when he came on the program a couple of months back, we actually interviewed him and his executive producer, Johnny Caffarella, Johnny C. They said it is a wrestling show, but they do have these comedy sketches on there, but they want to focus on women's professional wrestling and put that niche of wrestling out in the public. Now, yeah, exactly. Now, by now, we've all attempted to watch WrestleLicious, I'm sure. All of you guys have attempted to watch it. And whether we got through it, the episode, or not, the majority of us are very negative towards it. I don't think I have to, you know, go into much of what we've seen. But in my opinion, it wasn't good. And
How are you even saying it wasn't even good? It was a car wreck. That wasn't even a car wreck.
I'm trying to be respectful,
man. It was okay. The worst thing. I thought 30-something as a TV show is bad. I thought Cop Rock was bad.
Are you saying it's a slap in the face to women's wrestling, like a majority of people are saying?
Absolutely. It's horrible. I don't know. You guys did it, and I'm sure Aaron tried to watch it, too. I watched the opening episode.
Yeah.
And I got through the first match with the Mafia Princess-like character and a Hawaiian girl that lasted. By the time I picked up my iced tea from the ground, got it up, popped it open, the match was over. And I was like, that's it. I'm done, because this isn't, it's not even, and I'm old enough to remember the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling program on when it was on the air. And you had some ha-ha funny stuff going on. Mm-hmm. But you also had some wrestlers on there, namely former WWE Women's World Champion Ivory under another name.
Uh-huh.
And you had actual wrestling. This has got Jimmy Hart, who is a bona fide Hall of Famer, thanks to the WWE, who's been involved in wrestling for decades, going back to the Memphis territories, where they had intergender stuff with Andy Kaufman, and this was just the most horrible thing ever. My computer wouldn't even let me load it back up to watch the second show. It was like, you're not watching this, man.
All right, so it is a slap in the face to women's wrestling. And think about this. The women in professional wrestling already have a bad rep for piss poor wrestling, right? With us wrestling fans, they already had that rep for bad wrestling. But now you add these gimmicks and this foolishness that Wrestlicious brings to the table, and it's just another niche in the belt, if you know what I mean, right? It's just another, you know, like they used to do in olden days, put a niche in your belt for every person you kill or things like that. It's just another bad rep for women's professional wrestling with this gimmick. And here's something else. The laugh tracks. When is it ever good to add laugh tracks to accompany a joke? It doesn't make a joke any better or any worse. It's not going to add anything to the joke, a laugh track. I don't understand it. But Lizzie Valentine or Candy Kisses from Wrestlicious wants me to chill out and relax. Lizzie rather me turn the promotion completely off and not support it at all and take my viewership elsewhere. I guess, Alan, that's the question for Miss Valentine. She wants us to chill out and relax on Wrestlicious.
Well, let me bring this up real quick. And if you want to get in on our forums, you need to go to forums.onlineworldofwrestling.com. There is a live chat going on there. Old School Warrior just posted in that chat, and he wanted us to throw this on. He said, plain and simple, I watched about 20 seconds of Wrestlicious on YouTube, and I had to turn it off. I've seen Glow before and thought it was bad. Why would anyone want to copy that business model when there's successful women's wrestling promotions like Shimmer, which is run by Dave Prazak and Allison Danger, and Women's Superstars Uncensored, which Aaron and I had on. We had the owner, Sean McCaffrey, on a couple weeks ago, Aaron. And did you ever get a chance to take a look at any of the product, Aaron, compared to what we've been watching with Wrestlicious?
I have not, but, I mean, I've seen stuff like Shimmer, and if Jimmy Hart was going for anything close to what Shimmer is, then he kind of struck out in that area.
Jimmy Hart, in my opinion, has reduced himself to fool status. I wrote on OWW Genesis, the gold standard, that he's crossed between a court jester and a fool. They're one and the same, really. He's making himself look ridiculous out there. This is what Candy Kisses wrote in regards to that question from diva-dirt.com. The question was asked, there's been negativity towards the show, as Alan brought up. Have you run into any in particular? She continued to say, so they look at it and they think it's funny and they like it for what it is. On the other hand, like my friends that are in the wrestling industry, they don't like it. I think that they're being a little closed-minded, is what Candy is saying. They're not thinking about it like the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a funny show. It's supposed to be an action comedy.
Yeah, right.
Action comedy. Where's the number one, where's the action? Number two, where's the comedy?
Yeah, well, stop for a second and think about what she just said. She wants you to watch it as a TV show. So they're comparing Wrestlicious to How I Met Your Mother or Southland on TNT or, you know, any show. So how are you going to do that? So I'm sorry to interrupt. Finish your quote, because, I mean, this is just, like, really ticking me off.
Diva-dirt.com, Candy Kisses responding to has she run into any of the negativity and how does she feel about it? It's not supposed to be a serious wrestling show like TNA or WWE, Candy says. So people in the industry are kind of like, oh, it's making fun of women's wrestling, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think it's really making fun of women's wrestling. A lot of the characters, their stories are goofy. But you know what? They're characters. And we all like playing our characters. The girls on the show, for the most part, were really, really good wrestlers. Where? And you'll get to see that if you keep on watching it. Well, I have, Lizzie, for a couple of episodes now. And I haven't seen any of it yet. Yeah, well, I had to. I haven't seen any of it yet. Here's another question, Lizzie. Should you or Jay Vargas or the writers or bookers or whoever it is, somebody over there, should you have put the best of the best within that first show of WrestleLicious to spotlight the promotion and what you guys have to offer? That's the question. So why should we have to continue to watch when we hadn't seen the wrestling that we were looking forward in? Give me a break! Diva-Dirt.com, the question was asked to Lizzie Valentine. She plays Candy Kisses from WrestleLicious. Another question was asked to her. What do you say to people who take the show a little too seriously and find it insulting to women's wrestling? That's what Lizzie had to say. I think they should just chill out. Just enjoy it for what it is. It's supposed to be funny. Yeah, what exactly is it? It's supposed to make you laugh. Like, the jokes are really cheesy, but it still makes me laugh. This past week, the joke about the girl who you'll see the girl in a Spanish restaurant, and the guy says, I hear there's a roach problem, and he says, no, the rats ate them all. It's so cheesy and it's silly, but that's what it's supposed to be. And even though the jokes are really, really cheesy, it still makes me crack a smile. It goes on and on and on and on about how or what this show is opposed to the wrestling that we were promised by Caparella and Vargas on OWW Radio a couple of months back. Where do I even start, Lizzie? I don't even know where to start, Alan, with this. I guess one direction we can start on is by inviting Jay Vargas on, and he'll join us, I guess, if he's not too upset with the comments that we've had already. But I'm trying to do it as respectfully and professionally as I can.
You're a better person than me, dude. I have no respect for this guy. You're a money mark who came into a business that I've covered for 10 years and have tons of respect for every single person that's ever gone in a ring. And this promotion is a slap in the face of everyone from Killam Gillum to Mae Young to Moolah. I mean, yeah, even back in the 80s with Wendy Richter, who we'll talk about later on when we talk Hall of Fame and all this stuff.
Yeah,
there was a little bit of camp in it. And like I said, yeah, there was a little bit of camp in the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. But there was wrestling, and there were some really good matches there. This isn't even wrestling. This isn't even backyard wrestling. This isn't even mud wrestling. And this is a promote, you know, you're trying to get, women have been trying to get out of the shadow of the men for decades. Go back and watch the Lipstick and Dynamite DVD if you can find it, fans, because it's one of the best documentaries you'll ever find about the wrestling business.
Mm-hmm.
This is a slap to the face of everyone. The late Sherry Martel.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone, Awesome Kong, everyone. I mean, even people, you know, Scott, one of the producers, has just wanted me to bring up the Carmen Electra's Nude Wrestling League. At least there's wrestling going on there. I wonder, I mean, I wish we could get someone like Dave Prazak on the line who runs Shimmer with Allison Danger, because when Aaron and I talked about it, and Aaron, correct me if I'm wrong, when we talked to Sean McCaffrey, he didn't even want to acknowledge the existence of this promotion.
No, he didn't.
Wow.
And this is a guy who's got some of the best women wrestlers on the planet working for him. He's got Primetime Amy Lee, Awesome Kong, Tracy Brooks, April Hunter, Mercedes Martinez, Angel Orsini, Miss April, who's actually in the WWE developmental program right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's an insult. I'm going to try to be nice to this guy out of respect for you, Nick, but you may end up having to hit a censor button on me for this guy.
Well, it wasn't good. We know the comedy, the wrestling, the broadcasters from second one to the end of the night. Hell, I was looking forward to Wrestlicious months back. We even, like I said, we got Jay on. We put the show over like a fat rat. I came on OWW Radio telling everyone, watch Wrestlicious, support Jay Vargas, support the promotion. And clearly, in my opinion, they fell short. The promotion fell short. From the first second when the women started to sing to the end point for me, I couldn't even make it through the first match, Alan. I know you couldn't either. It's 30 seconds. First episode. Remember that?
Yeah, that was just, I have no problem with someone like Lizzie trying to get money and trying to make something out of herself. But I said, this is a girl who was a part of TNA when they were based out of Nashville and was being presented in a positive light by Wrestling Society X. And instead here, she's doing basically Jillian Hall ripoff.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't know. I wish I could try to figure this whole thing out. And I said, I know there may be teenagers and kids listening, so I don't want to use any profanity like I did on Odo, like on Wild Talk Radio the other night. But yeah. This is, oh yeah, that was a fun night, and I'm going to be a part of their WrestleMania preview show too. But I said, I don't know where Lizzie's coming off on this. Maybe she's been spending too much time in Hollywood and going on casting calls and auditions.
You mentioned how professional wrestling women have, you know, in the early days, say the circus tent days, up to the golden era days, sometimes even the women outdrew the dudes in most promotions. We got Glow, Shimmer, even Chick Fight with Jason Dedrich, one of our supporters here. Fast forward down the line, it drops off again, then spikes again on Spike TV with the knockouts then. Then you guessed it there. It dropped again by TNA. There's New Breed and Bubba Love Sponge. Awesome Kong's out. Cheerleader Melissa's out in that promotion. This is really hurtful for the women's wrestling, isn't it? It is. You have to believe it. It's really hurting women's wrestling. Now, when you see the divas, although in WWE we already know that the divas there aren't much of wrestlers. But when you look at TNA, the knockouts there, they are some pretty good women wrestlers there. When you look at it from Wrestlicious, you're saying, well, maybe I shouldn't give, you know, women's wrestling any time of day, seeing that they're not, you know, getting the proper respect that they need in this one promotion. Why should I give them any respect in another?
And that's
especially if Lacey Von Erich is within both promotions, man.
Yeah, that's the weird part, Aaron. That Aaron and I talked about that. We were off the air the other weekend. We were just sitting there going, okay, you want me to take Lacey with respect and treat her that way as a part of the beautiful people, but in the same breath, you're a part of something that's a slap in the face to the beautiful people and everyone, and I don't get it. 888-357-9876, option one is the way to get to us.
Yeah, I hope Jay Steele is open after our comments, and I hope I did this respectfully, and I hope he takes it respectfully and takes wrestling fans' opinion, man. I hope he does.
I think I'm going to be the peacemaker here. I don't want to be anything a part of the slander lawsuit that we're getting later on.
I want to know how he feels about his promotion. In our previous interview, he stated he was a huge wrestling fan.
Really?
So I want to know how he feels about wrestling fans and what they have to say about Wrestlicious. Did he actually see himself watching this, his product, and wholeheartedly accepting it and being loyal and a viewer every week? Would he want us to do that? As a wrestling fan, I want to ask Jay Vargas that. Would he do it? And following storylines and eating and breathing and sleeping Wrestlicious, as many of us do with the top three wrestling promotions, WWE, TNA, ROH, I wonder if he can do that as a wrestling fan, not the founder of Wrestlicious, but as a wrestling fan. Can he do that with the Wrestlicious product? Jay Vargas, Johnny Caparella of Wrestlicious on OWW Radio, coming up in the second hour. But first, since we are on the topic of women in professional wrestling, let's do this. Who do you guys see as the best female wrestler from any promotion, from any era? The Circus Tent days, as I mentioned before, the Golden Era, the New Generation 80s, the Attitude Era, the Universe Era, or whatever they call it now. Think about that. And we'll come back with your answers as well as ours. The best female wrestler from any promotion the sport has ever seen, and your opinions of Wrestlelicious. It's 21 past the hour. Nick, Aaron, and Alan. This is OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indies, all this and more can be found on one site. If you're upset with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldwrestling.com. News is information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a month click away, with every single page shot full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Sid Vicious,
Nick Foley.
Plus, the most definitive sports for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs saw the best known internet wrestling stars today, and the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the thing that brought you online world of wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
Do you have a certain passion? Maybe you're a geek, a wrestling fan, a sex enthusiast, or you just need something to do for the evening. Then come check out the Wild Talk Radio Network, providing you with the latest in online entertainment. Whether it's getting in the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio, or getting a little R-rated with CB Radio or anything goes, or whether you just want to play a game of Dungeons & Dragons with the geeks over to Talkie Talk Live, all you gotta do is head on over to www.wildtalkradio.com and check out all of our daily programming. Wild Talk Radio Network. Come and get wild with us.
This is Mace, the man who cannot cut a promo to save his life. Come check me out on Otaku Talk Live, where I geek it up with Slug and Omega. Tuesdays, 11 p.m, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Now maybe the bastards will put me on the opening.
Option 1 tonight is the way to get to us. Sir Rockin' is our producer. That's Nick Anthony. That's Aaron Kendrick. I'm Alan Wojcik. We are OWW Radio. And the topic is, boys, pick your favorite female wrestler of all time from any promotion out there. And we're talking the gamut from AWA, the NWA, the Crockett Territories, WWF, WWE promotions out there. And I mentioned some of them when we were talking about the way that this company is disrespecting the legend, such as, you know, Moolah, Mae Young, Killam Gillum, all the way to stars like Lita, Trish Stratus, Dawn Marie, you know, who had to go through all the stereotypical gaga that's out there about women, that they're all ring rats, that's the only reason they're there. Well, I can't speak for everybody. I've heard stories about Lita, but this is a PG-13 rated show, so I'm not going to go there. But I mean, of the current era right now, Awesome Kong is got to be the number one. If TNA ever lets her go, she's
so they didn't
got to be the biggest free agent. No, she's still under contract, according to who got asked it? I think it was Angelina Love. Got asked it by a fan somewhere, and she told the fan, "No, Kong's still under contract." No, too bad. So, I'm of the current era wrestlers. I really wish Trish Stratus hadn't retired because she was getting into her prime. I think it was Survivor Series 2002 or 3 in Madison Square, the first Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. She had a hardcore match with the current Tara, then Victoria, that tore the house down.
Yeah,
it was 02. So Rock and Sam was 02 because it was the night that Lesnar dropped the belt and Scott Steiner made his horrible debut. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? 888-357-9876, option 1. Give us your opinion. Who do you think's the best?
But since we were on the knockout division, we talked about that a little bit in the segment. Don't you think the knockout division has fallen since Awesome Kong and cheerleader Melissa has left the promotion? Has
well, we
it gone down?
That. Yeah, well, Aaron and I talked about that a couple weeks ago when we had on Sean McCaffrey, and even last week we talked a little bit of it with Lenny Leonard because he's got he works for Evolve, where Mercedes Martinez, the WSU heavyweight champion, defended her belt, and they both said, yeah, the women's wrestling division is getting cut off one by one. You lost Tracy Brooks, Awesome Kong, Nikki Rocks, who was kind of there, but she was hurt, or Roxy Laveau, whatever she's called this week, and then cheerleader Melissa, Alyssa Flash, Raisa Saeed, whatever she was called.
Right.
Amada's kind of sitting there in limbo because she was a tag champ only to have her belt taken away because, well, we didn't defend it in the 30 days. Let's forget that they defended him on Explosion online a couple weeks before.
And this was the promotion that was praising or getting a lot of recognition from its women wrestling as well as the X Division, and it's just being phased out now.
All of them are being phased out. And unless you're part of the big storyline right now when we're with them is the Beautiful People versus Angelina Love and Tara and whatever other women you want to put in there.
Put in, yeah, exactly.
And the fun part is now is like I used to watch, and I don't know how Aaron feels about it, I used to watch TNA for some of the women because when I was covering them, at one point it was just Tracy was there and then ODB kind of came in, kind of left. And then they signed Gail Kim, and I was like, I turned to some of the fans going, all right, cool, Gail's here. We're going to get going. And
is ODB still around or what?
Yeah, ODB is still working for them. But it's funny to watch now because I'm actually more drawn to watch the WWE women and someone like Maryse, who came from being kind of like what Trish Stratus was. She was a spokesmodel type. But I got to see her compete in FCW when she was down here developing the character that she sees right now on TV. And it's an awesome character. I'm very entertained watching Maryse do her thing. Unfortunately, it's a little weird that you're seeing WWE writers going, hey, the Beautiful People work really well in TNA. Let's bring it over here to our product. And it's weird.
Okay, real quick. You know, the best wrestler, any promotion, best female wrestler, any promotion, we'll start off with you.
Oh, I gave a whole bunch of them. I gave a whole bunch. Aaron,
but
go,
I want,
man.
Give me your best, your favorite.
My favorite to watch of the previous eras was probably Moolah and Wendy Richter and Mae Young. And then you had some of the 80s stuff, Medusa and Sherry Martel.
I asked
really
for your
good.
Favorite, and you're giving me like 30 million. One. Give me one.
It's hard to give a favorite. I really don't
know. How hard
have
is it? You're one name. Give me one name.
Trish Stratus.
All right. Aaron.
All right, I've seen everything from Bertha Faye to the.
Okay, here you now we're doing it again. Can you give me one name?
Well, I can give you two. I can tie it, at least. And I'm gonna have to go with Mischief and Sarah Del Rey from Shimmer, because I saw one match with those two against each other at a ROH pay-per-view, and. But there was one move in that match that just, look at this. I mean, you know I'm going to go for wrestling ability. I saw one of those two hit a Boston Crab and freaking bridge back onto her head while she still had the crab hooked and almost making the other one's toes touch the back of her head. So when you see something like that, that's pretty unique and that's pretty skillful. So I'm going to go with those two because I've never seen anything like that from anybody. And those two really put on a great match. So
I'm going to go with Mary Lillian Ellison, better known by her ring name, the Fabulous Moolah, four-time WWF Women's Champion, WWF Hall of Famer, Pro Wrestling Illustrated, Stanley Weston Award. She's in the Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame. So I'm going with the Fabulous Moolah here on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
All right, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloodfest, All-Time Pose, What If, Fair or Foul, even an eFed called Takedown. More? Okay, OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for Chick Fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay, you'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at Online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forum. It's the gold standard! Okay, that one hurt it. All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Tannen, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. Clickwrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 the purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com. .com.
Option 1, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Nick Allen, Aaron, OWW Radio. Last segment, two of us at least crowned the Fabulous Moolah as the best female wrestler that the sport has ever seen. So in professional wrestling, there's been a number of great moments that we shall remember for the rest of our lives. But within those moments are incidents or situations, guys, that lead you to just say, screw job. OWW Radio Flashback is a segment that takes a look back at these great moments in the sport. Tonight we flash back to 1985. Wendy Richter, after losing and then regaining the title from rival Leilani Kai at the inaugural WrestleMania, Richter was scheduled to defend her women's title at Madison Square Garden on November 25th of the same year against the mysterious masked opponent known only as the Spider Lady. Moments into the match, the Spider Lady broke from the pre-scripted events and pinned Richter's shoulder to the mat. The referee, who was in on the plan, delivered a swift three count, 1, 2, 3. Now, despite Richter's kicking out after a count of 1, Richter ignored the bell and continued to attack the Spider, unmasking the new champion to reveal that it was the Fabulous Moolah in disguise. Now, it was reported that the plan to rid Richter of the title was concocted by WWF Chairman Vince McMahon, who brought in Moolah after Richter refused to sign a new contract with the WWF. Richter, however, claims she was still under her original 5-year contract, but she had regularly had disagreements with McMahon about her compensation. She also claims that when she arrived at the arena that day, she was surprised to find the Fabulous Moolah backstage, as she never showed up to the events for which she was not scheduled to wrestle. After the match, and infuriated Richter left the arena in her wrestling gear. She took a cab to the airport and booked herself a flight out of New York. Afterwards, she never spoke to either McMahon or Moolah again. 1985, November 25th, champion Wendi Richter versus Spider Lady Fabulous Moolah at Madison Square Garden. Gorilla Monsoon and Jesse Ventura call the action.
Through the hook and came right down on her back and was right in a position to be pinned. That turned the tables as now Wendy's being rammed into that top turnbuckle. Whole lot of hair there. Can't really tell how effective those shots are. I can tell you how effective that is right there, Perry. This referee's very tentative, Jeff. You know, he seems to be letting them do what they want to do. They set the pace at the outset. Wendi Richter set the pace, Gorilla. She went in right at the start and started roughing it up. So, you know, the match was dictated right from the start. I think the referee's just going with the flow.
Well, it's all right to go with the flow as long as you do your job.
Why is he counting now, Jess? She's still on the rope. Spider's still on the rope. Swing shot now by the champion. Rose line by Wendi. Down goes the Spider. One count. Nope. Handful of hair got her out of trouble there. Spider going. Oh, small package. Nicely executed. Whoa, was that close? What was that? Referee made a three count. Appears that the referee has made a three count. And Wendi, the champ, look at that. It is Moolah. It is Moolah. Take a look, Jeff. Look at this. Wendi scoops her up in a backbreaker. However, I think this match is over. I don't know what the result is, Gorilla. We got chaos here. I don't understand it. We're going to have to wait for the referee's decision.
I think the referee made a three count, Jeff, on the champion. Moolah going over, picking up the mask. And Wendy's still all over, dishing out punishment. But I believe Wendi Richter has lost the title. History made here at Madison Square Garden. Referee pushing her back. We're going to have, look at, he's presenting the belt to Moolah. We have a new champion. Referee made a three count on that small package to our blind side, but we heard the bell ring. Let's see if we can get some official notification. Let's see if we can get it from Howard Finkel.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of this bout and new World Wrestling Federation ladies champion, the Spider, the Fabulous Moolah.
That is Moolah, there's no question about it. What a happening here in Madison Square Garden. As pandemonium has broken loose. And Wendy's still going after Moolah. And Moolah's trying to strip the former champion of the ball. Oh, what a shot. She took out another one. Driving the fabulous one out of the ring, but she's the champion now, Jeff.
I don't understand. You know, Wendi Richter, she's lost. Why doesn't she take it like a champion? She apparently was pinned, Gorilla. I'm still a bit confused. But she lost the match and she will not give up her title belt.
Well, the Spider, or the Fabulous one, I should say, came down with that tremendous small package, catching the champion off guard, and the referee obviously laid a three count on her. Shoulders must have been down. We couldn't tell from our vantage point, but it's happened. The title has changed hands.
That from Madison Square Garden, 1985 WWF Women's Championship, Wendi Richter versus Spider Lady, Fabulous Moolah, WWF. This couldn't have been any clearer, Alan. Wendy certainly is seen kicking out after one. This is crazy. Let's find out if April Hunter has been in any screw jobs in her career. April Hunter, up next on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
Just released by Howard Fine Touch Productions is The Marty Jannetty Story, a two-disc DVD highlighting the career of the other rocker. The Marty Jannetty Story Part 1, as told by Marty himself, follows his life from 1983 when he trained to be a pro wrestler through his on-camera feuds with Shawn Michaels. Marty talks extensively about his time as Shawn Michaels' partner both in AWA and WWE, with many behind-the-scenes stories. The Marty Jannetty Story Part 2. This volume focuses on the direction that Marty's life and career took after the on-camera split of the Rockers, and it also covers up to present day. Each DVD is over 2 hours long and available separately through the MartyJannettyStory.com at the price of $16 each in the U.S. and $25 each abroad. As a special bonus to the listeners of OWW Radio, the first 5 listeners who order the DVD will also receive a free WWE action figure. In the comment section, simply put OWW Radio and include 2 choices from the following figures: John Cena Deluxe Aggression, Triple H Unmatched Fury, Rob Van Dam, Unmatched Fury, and Batista, Unmatched Fury. The Marty Jannetty Story, available now at themartyjannettystory.com.
This is a professional wrestling-based website on the internet today. Brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indies, all this and more can be found on one site. The Hero Test, and everything wrestling. Head on over to www.onlineworldwrestling.com. News, news, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a month away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Sid Fiction,
Mick Foley,
plus the most definitive sports for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best known internet writers we all know today, and the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. So thanks for calling you, Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
Hey, this is Bug Guy, the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern as we get an in-depth with the world of wrestling. And as always, you can find me there, the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Godfather of Extreme, Rob Park. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Five, 7, 9, 8, 7, 6. Hit that option 1 if you want to be a part of OWW Radio. That's Nick Anthony. He's Aaron Kendrick. I'm Alan Wojcik. And I want to bring up something from someone who I got to meet during my time in Nashville, the NWA Hall of Famer, Francois Miquet, who was known to many in the world as Corsica Joe, the husband to, speaking of women's wrestlers, he was the husband to Sarah Lee, who is a professional wrestler. He passed away on the 14th at age 90. Joe and his partner, Corsica Jean, were inducted into the NWA Hall of Fame in 2008. They held the NWA Mid-America version of the World Tag Team title 5 different times, from 1957 to 1959, and he was an NWA Southern Tag Team champion. And I got to meet the two of them because they were a part of NWA TNA back at the Asylum, as it was called. Joe and his wife were married for 43 years. That's absolutely amazing to think that, you know, you see all these divorces in wrestling and breakups and this and that, and these two are married for 43 years?
Not only in wrestling, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, we are waiting on April Hunter to possibly call in. She said she was going to, and she's is having some cell phone issues. Hopefully she'll call in and talk to us about Wrestlicious. In the meantime, we can kill some time by doing what TNA seems to do best on the air, which is kill time by hyping a pay-per-view that I'm going to be watching this Sunday. It is Destination X. It is... Many people are saying, well, why am I even going to watch this pay-per-view when you already got Pope D'Angelo De Niro waiting in the wings at Lockdown to take on the main event winner, the phenomenal Nature Boy AJ Styles?
You know, I'm liking the phenomenal Nature Boy. I'm liking it. It's kind of like Nature Boy passing the torch, which you don't see at all anymore in professional wrestling. But I'm liking what I see with AJ Styles.
Yeah, he will be defending against Abyss, and I was actually happy to hear it during the promo. And I don't know if Aaron got to watch the show or not, but during this past Monday night's promo, and we will rip apart the Monday Night Wars in later on an hour or two, but he actually acknowledged the fact that him and Abyss had been tag partners, had been rivals going all the way back to Nashville. So it's not like we haven't seen this match before. It's a question of, like I said, do you buy the fact that the Green Lantern Abyss with the ring can topple AJ Styles? Aaron, if you had to pick it, who do you pick, AJ or Abyss?
Oh, my God. I'm going to go with AJ. You know, I've seen all their old matches from the Asylum. You know, I remember one magnificent Falls Count Anywhere match. I'm sure you remember that, Alan. I mean,
oh, yeah.
That was just, I mean, a great match. I mean, either way, I'm going to be happy with it. I'm going to try and catch it on YouTube or something. I mean, I'm not going to pay $50 to watch it, but I'm going to try and catch it.
Who are you taking, Nick, if you're a betting man? Do you take the champ or do you take Abyss?
I'm also taking AJ Styles. I'm going with the champ on this just because he's got a huge push over at TNA, and I think they're growing something there.
While we're running it down, since I'm the one who wrote the card down, we've got some, it is Destination X, so as usual, you're going to have the Ultimate X, but this time, instead of the World Tag Team titles being on the line like they were back a couple years ago with LAX taking on Styles and Daniels, you're going to have a number one contenders match for the Tag Team Championship. The Motor City Machine Guns taking on the Ring of Honor calls them the Young Bucks, TNA calls them Generation Me. I got to go with Motor City Machine Guns. They've been there longer, and they deserve the title shot. I don't know. Whoever wants to go first, go ahead. Aaron, Nick, who do you take?
TNA has been we've been seeing it the past couple of weeks of phasing some of the older guys out and bringing in the older TNA guys out, such as the Motor City Machine Guns and factions or teams like that. So I'm going to go with Jeremy and Max, Generation Me, because they're freaking awesome, man. I like them. I'm going with Generation Me.
Nick and Aaron.
Well, first off, I mean, I love the idea of having the Ultimate X be a number one contenders match, because that really builds up the prestige on the belt instead of just going in there and having the belt switch. But back to the match, I'm going to go with Generation Me as well, because like Nick said, they're really phasing out the older people and really pushing the newer guys. So I'm going to go with Generation Me.
888-357-9876 at option 1 if you want to get in on the conversation and get in line to talk to Jay Vargas of Wrestlicious. We'll be on in a little bit. You got another X Division style match, and it's a ladder match. I'm not sure why this is a ladder match. They should have just let this be another Ultimate X match. Frankie DeFuture Kazarian, Christopher Daniels, Brian Kendrick, and the Amazing Red ladder match for, I don't know what TNA is really saying. Maybe it's a contract, maybe it's not. I got to go with Kazarian just because why bring him back?
Right?
I'm guessing. I mean, why bring him back and give him the push that you're giving him and, oh, yeah, cut his wife from the roster? Now, why give him a big push if you're not going to go anywhere? I mean, granted, this is Hogan Bischoff, and WCW used to push a guy and then in the next segment throw him in a coffin somewhere. So I got to go with Kazarian. Aaron, who are you taking?
I think I'm going to go with Christopher Daniels. You know, I think since they didn't put the world title on him, I think it's only a matter of time before they start pushing him as the top X Division guy again, because as you know, he was the all-time longest reigning X Division champion, so I'm going to go with Daniels.
Daniels has so much talent, but I don't think they use him properly. He's got this same gimmick going, but he switches like every 2 weeks on his ring attire. And he paints his nails, and it just changes so many times. I'm not going with Daniels. I think I'm going to go with Amazing Red, just because he's young, and they should give him the push. I kind of like him, kind of like a Kofi Kingston over in the WWE. Young, he's got a lot of talent, and they need more faces there. And I think Amazing Red is that guy. He was a great champion for the X Division. He can do pretty much anything. High flying, he can do the ground attacks, he can brawl. I think he can do it all. I'm going with Amazing Red.
All right, we're going to do one more match, and then we've got some callers lined up. One of them may be April Hunter, one of them not. I feel like I'm,
cut
the blue wire. Oh, my God. There
hi.
She is. Hi, April Hunter.
I was just listening to you guys talking about Amazing Red. I just, didn't want to be all rude. And.
Oh, you could have been rude. You could have put in your two cents and said, hey,
no, I agree. I love Amazing Red. He's a great guy.
Yeah,
great wrestler.
Yeah, in case you're wondering, folks, yes, this is the lovely and beautiful and talented April Hunter, who has her own awesome website, aprilhunter.com. And this past weekend, we actually had on, you wrestled this past weekend for WSU, we had on Sean McCaffrey.
Oh, okay.
Go talking about the product. What was it like being, first of all, what was it like being a part of their event, being there for their Hall of Fame induction, which I believe was Jazz, Molly Holly, and Dawn Marie, and if I read your recent internet blog right, you've got a new tag team partner, and she recently got let go.
Well, the show was awesome. My new tag team partner, who is actually my old tag team partner, one of them, is Tracy Brooks. So she figures, because she was recently featured Endeavored, that why not? There's a job opening for a tag team in WSU. Why shouldn't we give it a shot? So we are reforming TNA, which at one point was a trio. It was myself, her, and Velvet Sky. So, you never know. We might all end up together again one day. But yes, we are TNA, Tracy and April.
Yeah, what were your thoughts on, what do you think of the WSU doing an actual Women's Hall of Fame? Last year it was Sherry Martel got in, Missy Hyatt, and Malia Hosaka. Do you think this is something good for the business to see?
Oh, absolutely. I was really, really surprised how great the show was. Not dogging anything. I've just been disappointed before by women's promotions. You hope that they're going to be good, and you hope that things are going to be serious, but a lot of times they're not. And me, I just try and go with the flow. At the end of the day, I always figure I'm on a show. Whatever they want from me, then, whatever. I'm getting paid. But deep down inside, you always hope that somebody somewhere along the way will take it seriously and that the fans will accept that and want more. And I thought WSU really did a good job with it. It was everything that you would hope for the most part, besides the fact that we had a bathroom situation there at the venue. Other than that, everything was perfect.
Whoa. What's this bathroom situation? What's that about?
Well, there was a situation where the only working restrooms were to be shared by both the fans and the wrestlers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but you know what? Anywhere else, this might not have worked, and I would not have wanted to do it in some other areas of the country. But because it's Jersey, New York, and a lot of these people have more or less nurtured our careers, sitting in line waiting for the toilet with them or talking to them over the stall while you are peeing, it's not really that strange like you think it might be.
Yeah.
Did somebody just say something?
Hello? So we're
sounded
talking.
Like a woman.
It sounded like someone.
Oh, okay.
That's not me.
So
okay,
we're talking Wrestlicious. We've been talking about it the whole night, basically. I think Alan, you told me that she had been contacted by Wrestlicious.
I thought April said in an email. Can you kind of clear that up? What's the story with it? I mean, you said, I thought I saw something where you said, yeah, I'm talking to him or I'm not talking to him. What's the situation?
I am talking with them. They did offer me a thing when they go back. Yeah, I am talking with them. They explain they're a different kind of wrestling product. It's obviously different in that it's more glow, less shimmer kind of thing. But even
in glow, April, they had some professional wrestling was within the promotion.
I have not been able to, because where I live, they don't actually show this show, so I haven't actually seen it. So I'll be honest, I don't really know exactly what the show is about. I just know that it's supposed to be a lot of just kind of like WEW was, kind of just all in fun, kind of.
Being trained
by off air or not, I don't know.
Being trained by the great Killer Kowalski, you were things were instilled in you that, you know, take this seriously. It's professional sport. You don't play around. You don't joke around. You don't, you know, none of this happens within the squared circle. Now you hear these stories of, you know, I'm not kidding here.
Okay.
Now you fast forward to WrestleLicious and they're making a mockery of it. You have to feel something, you know, deep down in your soul, being trained by Kowalski, that something's wrong here.
You know, I will say this. I feel very fortunate to have been trained by such an amazing trainer. I was one of the last class to come through there, really. And Walter was brilliant to me. And yeah, he definitely, you know, he was all about the wrestling. He really was. But one of the things he did say to me was, as a female, because women's wrestling is so limited in its appeal and it comes and goes out of style, and Medusa herself had told me this when I started learning wrestling, Walter had said to me it's very, very important to learn as much as possible and be as versatile as possible as a female, because you never know what they're going to look for. They might want a valet, they might want a mixed tag, they might want a bikini contest, they might want you to go out there in Japan and do 25 minutes with chairs, ladders, and a cage. And he said, it's my job to be as versatile as possible and be able to do whatever it is that they need to be done. It needs to be done, and that will ensure that I will always work and always have a spot. So, I mean, do I wish WrestleLicious had a television deal that put women's wrestling, real serious women's wrestling, over? Of course, anybody who's seriously trained would wish for that. But at the end of the day, if they're female wrestling and it's on television and it's helping the girls actually get some television exposure, then I guess it can't be all bad. I could be wrong on that.
Our guest right now is April Hunter. If you're just joining us here on OWW Radio, I'm Alan Wojcik with Nick Anthony and Aaron Kendrick. 888-357-9876. Option 1 is the number if you want to get on with April Hunter. One of the times that we did an interview online, you had mentioned that you had completely given up the business and were focusing on your modeling career and doing fitness competitions and some movie roles with a guy named Kevin Nash, which we'll talk about in a second. What made you decide, you know what, physically, because I know you physically have taken a beating in this business. You've had spinal problems and everything. talk about what led you to decide, you know what, I need to get back, I'm ready to get back in the ring. What was it, a money thing? Was it just go from there?
It was partly a money thing, partly a control thing, and partly a my mom got sick thing. So I'll just break it down real quick. I felt like I worked really hard to build the name that I did build, I guess. And if an offer came along that was willing to pay me my rate, then I would work it, as long as I could have control, meaning I know who I'm working and they know that I'm not going to be able to do what I used to be doing. I can't do the moonsaults that I did. So if they're fine with that, then yeah, I'm happy to work. And then the determining factor also came in, and that my mom got sick. She got cancer.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, well, a lot of she lives in Philadelphia, and a lot of the bookings in that area, you know, I couldn't work them. Sorry.
That's okay.
She lives up in that area, and I found that it was easier for me to get back home and see her if I was able to work and, you know, get some of that covered to go back home. So that's kind of what led me back into the ring. So I'm very, very selective now with where I work and who I work for. I'd rather not take every booking that comes along. So that's pretty much where I am. I'm just picky. I'm still doing a lot of contests. I just qualified for the Junior Nationals in Chicago. So I'll be doing that in June for a figure competition. So yeah, that's cool. Something different.
You toured Europe with American Rampage Wrestling with Rob Van Dam and Sid Vicious. Oh, and Sabu. How was it working with those gentlemen?
How was it working with them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was good. Real good. I said he was only there for, about a week of it. And then he, I guess he got hurt and went home.
Oh.
Or so he said, or the hotel rooms were too hot for him, or something happened. I don't know. He went home.
They were all too hot.
Oh, dude, I don't know what happened. There's no air conditioning over there, so a lot of the air conditioning. It was like November, but it was still like broiling hot in every hotel room. So I don't know what was going on there, but yeah, it was miserably overheated. So yeah, I could see that as a valid reason to go home if you're already hot and sweaty like Sid is. But, no, I really liked working with those guys. They were great. I've worked with some of them before, and I did the Sabu show in Japan. I've been around them for a while, so it was nice to get back and see them all again and be on a tour with them. It was pretty awesome.
She is April Hunter. If you're just joining us, 888-357-9876. Option 1 is the way to get on the line with April Hunter. Speaking of that European tour, if you're not a member of AprilHunter.com, you need to be, because she has a very interesting blog that she puts out there. One of the things she talked about was was the tour mostly France? Because I remember something about shopping. I mean, is that, you're in the wrestling business, so you're a tough person, but is there that girly girl type thing in your brain of going like, I'm ready to kick some ass, but damn, look at those Jimmy Choo shoes.
No, you know, I think it's a rite of passage for women in France to go lingerie shopping.
Oh, yeah.
I think that you have to do it. So I spent probably several days convincing Portia Perez that as the only two girls on this tour, we needed to go lingerie shopping.
Mm.
It was just a matter of finding time. You know, a lot of times you don't have enough time to sleep and go to the gym, let alone, you know, factor in a couple hours to go find the lingerie shops and go walk around. But, you know, in the end, we prevailed. We found, we bought, we brought home. It was awesome.
And that must have been an interesting suitcase to have opened up at the customs area. Anything to wear? Yes, I have this beautiful teddy.
So much stuff. It was gorgeous. Gorgeous. I mean, no one does lingerie like French people. I mean, come on. Wine, coffee, chocolate, lingerie, bread. It doesn't get any better than that over there. It's
right.
Where it is.
Right. Who are some of the women wrestlers that you look up to?
Gosh. Hang on. I'm thinking. Sarah Del Rey. I like her a lot. She was my roommate a couple of different times in a couple of different countries. And she's very professional and just pretty much awesome. I like her a lot. And Sumie Sakai. I like, she's definitely one of my favorite people. She's a veteran in the business that probably doesn't get nearly as much respect as she deserves. There's a lot. Jacqueline, I always really liked a lot.
Oh, Jacqueline.
I liked her style. You know, here she was, this just jacked out chick with these big, huge tits. I mean, obviously, I could not relate to that, right?
So, no way.
She had the best of both going on. She looked like a physical threat, but she was very feminine.
888-357-9876, option 1. This is April Hunter on the WWE Radio. You were recently a part of, I think it was the New Year's Eve TNA event, and during a RF video thing, they did a DVD, a compilation DVD on the women, and in our interview that we did online, we had talked about how you had sent a tape to Terry Taylor, and every woman on that tape got a job but you. How did you even come to be a part of that event, and what was it like to see people like Talia Madison, who's now known as Velvet Sky, who basically screwed you over big time?
I did send them a tape, and they said when they get their women's division together, this was back when they were doing this, they said when they get their women's division together, I would be a part of it. And then I got hurt. That's when I blew out my lower disc. And I had wrote to them and I said, I'm retiring. Thank you for everything. I appreciate the consideration. They did end up hiring pretty much everybody off my tape from there when they did their women's division after that. Because they said they were interested strictly as for wrestlers, and I wasn't able to wrestle. As far as Talia, she and I were tag team forever. We were friends forever. We did have a falling out. It was a bit on the brutal side. We were both younger and a lot more stupid. And, you know, we said and did things we probably shouldn't have said and done. And we've since buried that hatchet. She's always been, you know, a very cool person in my life and vice versa. Like, she's one of those people, kind of like her, Bobcat. There's a handful of them that, you know, you can give them a key to your house and trust them kind of people, and she's one of those people. When she first got in there, it was kind of a bummer for me because we weren't talking at the time, but I knew that was something that she had always wanted. This is a dream that she's always had her whole life, unlike myself where I kind of fell into this business. So for that, I was happy for her because it seems the way, the route that things are going right now, especially for the women, is that it's less about pursuing your dream and getting proper training than it is having the right look and being a model. And to be brutally honest, that's, you know, awful for me to say because I was a model and I fell into the business, but then I went ahead and got trained. Unfortunately, a lot of other girls are not taking that initiative and doing that these days. So, you know, it was a tough pill to swallow, but I also understood as a human being, I saw, you know, what she had gone through and how much she had wanted, and she had grown up watching wrestling with her family, and I was happy for her to make it in the
capacity. You were an NWO girl. Did this help your career, hurt it in your opinion? What do you think?
Oh, it helped it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took that 15 minutes of fame and I made it last 10 years. I still see video footage of that. Yeah, oh yeah. That did me tremendously well.
Now, what is your MySpace name? Is April, I'm paraphrasing it, it's like a nerd with big boobs. Being
yeah.
a nerd you are, you... For fans that don't know it, when they log on to aprilhunter.com, the webmaster is, oh yeah, you!
Me.
What?
Right. I do all the directing, all the video editing, all the photoshopping.
Yeah.
I wanted to do my own photography, all of it.
Yeah, when did you decide? I'm going to take control of the way my image is out there online. And
when I got tired of seeing what other people were doing with it and how other people were making money off of me, and I wasn't. That really started to piss me off. Like, I would see my image being sold and resold and end up on tape sites and end up on like phone sex columns and all this stuff for people who I actually thought were friends, were friendly. I did a photo shoot for them. And they would go ahead and just screw me over in every which way possible. And I finally just was like, you know what? I might not have a whole lot, but I do have my image, and I should have a bit more say and control in how it's being used. So I decided to go ahead and take whatever classes I needed to learn all this stuff, and I'm glad I did. It's very time-consuming, but I am a total nerd. I always have been a nerd my whole life. I just, you know.
And that's something you would never, ever, ever expect to hear when you see April Hunter. You just go like, yeah, nerd. I don't buy it.
Yeah, I spend more time, like, scouring the internet for news articles and the latest reviews on IMDb for the indie movies and foreign movies than I do about the hottest parties. But
well, while you're on
now,
that
if I happen to get to go to the hottest parties too, I'm happy about that as well. But
yeah,
you know, that's
well,
not my...
Well, we're on the topic of that, and Nick may get mad at me for this, and I'm sorry, fans. But April and I talk movies a lot through Facebook. Sitting there last Sunday, or whenever the Oscars were this past Sunday, were you sitting there going, Hurt Locker, yes? Or were you sitting there going, Hurt Locker? Are you sitting there going, that was called rule, dude?
Okay, I was, funny that you said, I was torn 50-50. I really knew the Hurt Locker would get it, but I was hoping Avatar would, only because I felt that Avatar actually changed the way movies are going to be made from here on out. Forever. They changed history. And I thought that was so significant that it should get an Oscar for that. And it did get cinematography, which it obviously deserves, right?
Yeah.
And I loved Hurt Locker. Sometimes I feel that people place far too much emphasis on the fact that, oh, a woman directed this, let's throw something at her. Or, oh, a woman's running for vice president, let's give her some. Oh, you have a vagina, congratulations, you've done something with yourself. I hate that. Okay? So... That, I knew that was going to come a little bit of that, like the whole thing, but I did love Hurt Locker. I thought it was a brilliant movie. I saw it when it came out because that was one of the reviews I'd scoured on IMDb. I was like, oh, this movie looks awesome. I'm definitely going to go see it. And I caught it right before it left the theater. So I did like the conflict that they showed, you know, between him being so cocksure of himself out in the field mm-hmm. and then not being able to pick up the right box of cereal for his kid when he got home. I absolutely love that.
So you didn't like
I can relate. I can relate to that. Okay.
Right. So
I can go on the road and I can find the hotel and I know exactly where the gym is, and then I get home and I'm like, where are my socks? Does anybody where's my socks? So I mean, I can deal with that, but I loved Avatar. I loved everything that it stood for. I loved the fact that it was the, you know, we need to think about what we're doing right now. Every single thing we do now affects the future. And I loved the love story in it, and I loved all of it. So
what about Precious? Did you see that?
I didn't see it. No.
You didn't see that one, all right.
No, I didn't see
that
it.
That was a good movie as well, man.
I heard it was good. I heard it was a bit of a downer. At this particular point in my life, I didn't want to deal with any more downer stuff, so I didn't watch it yet.
What about comedies making it to the Oscars as Best Picture? You think those should be added?
Hangover got screwed.
Hangover got it. Oh, my God. Hangover's up. Gosh, I think if a movie's a good movie and it's well done and the story's well done, why not? Mm. You know, I mean, there's obviously, regardless of what anybody says, there's a ton of money in comedies. A ton. Probably just more money in comedy than anything else, I would think. So people want to laugh. They want to go see her and laugh. They want to forget about their bullshit for a minute and laugh.
Even
so,
Old School a couple of years back was pretty good. Old School, remember Old School?
Oh, yeah.
By the same crew that did Hangover.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
888-357-9876, option one with this week's movie critic guest star.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you. If you're a Facebook person and you don't have April as one of your friends, you need to go to the corner store with a dollar, buy yourself a Clue. Yes, I threw Kevin Smith.
I'm with my friends with it. I don't even take anybody anymore unless they actually write me a letter or email me and say, can you please add me? Because I'm afraid I'm going to get my page deleted. I have too many people on there.
They're going to have to go through, like, the 10 steps to get April Hunter.
They just write me a letter. Hey, Adam. And then swear on your mother's life you will never send me an app, and you're in.
You need to do, like, in The Golden Child. You need to carry this spoon of water without throwing one drop.
You know it.
10,000 marbles or something like that. Is there a movie that's coming? Like, all these big summer blockbusters are already lined up. Like, Iron Man 2's lined up. Clash of the Titans is lined up. Is there a particular movie that's coming up that you're sitting there going, telling JD, dude, we're so there, midnight, let's go? Or are you sitting there going, God,
believe it or not, I wanted to see Brooklyn's Finest.
Yeah, that's on
the list. The Wesley Snipes one. Yeah, that's one.
Free at last. Wesley Snipes is free at last in the IRS.
Free at last, yeah. He did his time. Let's see, who else? There's a couple of them coming out. I'll be honest with you, it's summertime. It's a time that I hate the movie theater. Because it's all retarded Hollywood blockbusters it's made for the simple people that want to just go and you spend their 2 hours in the air conditioning and just be like, yeah, it's awesome! And all it is just people blowing crap up for 2 hours. Just blowing things up.
Maybe I shouldn't say this, but when I go to a movie theater now, I stick around I time it just perfectly so I can sneak into another theater. So I can see two.
Well, yeah.
The prices are so expensive, I'm not going to just see one movie.
Hell no, you go to 7 o'clock and you catch the 9 o'clock.
Exactly, you got to time it just perfectly.
You live in the Mid-South area, April. What is the price of a movie around that area these days?
$9.50 on the weekends.
Cool.
Have a cheaper than you guys do.
Oh, he's in California, so he's probably paying $25 a movie by now.
Yeah.
I was in Western Canada. It was $12 for a 3D. That wasn't too bad, and they're a little bit more expensive up that way.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's 12 in New York City. IMAX, 3D IMAX is, like, ridiculously priced. So you're sitting there, so you're basically saying you're more of a person that enjoys the September to December Oscar run, like, Up in the Air and Precious and all that.
Anytime but the, now, don't get me, I'll go see the blockbusters. You know, I just saw Sherlock Holmes. That was 2 hours of blowing stuff up. It was pretty good. But I was just saying, that's all. That's it. That's all you get. Those are the only options for like 3 months. 3.5 months. That's all you get.
Yeah,
like, throw me something.
Yeah, while we're talking movies, I mentioned it before and I wanted to bring it up again. You recently did a film, and a real film, not an adult NC-17.
No, I don't do adult.
You did a film with the big
Never ceases to amaze me. People confuse centerfold modeling with porn.
Exactly.
Like, out-and-out porn. It's like, dude, it's not the same thing, okay? It's not getting naked on film is not the same as actually having sex on film.
I see.
Yes. So, no.
How did you get into a movie with Kevin Nash? How'd that happen?
The director actually, he had less to do with it than the director did. Now, he had to do with the sequel, I'm sure, because I played his girlfriend on the sequel. But the director had contacted me. I guess he was aware of a lot of the people in wrestling, and he had said, I wanted to put you in this movie. And I was like, okay. So... Let's do it. And I showed up, and then there's a whole lot of other people I knew there that day also.
What is this, Ultimate Deathmatch?
Yeah, it's actually really, really well shot. It's probably my fifth indie movie I've done, and it was done really well. I saw a lot of the previews and the way they had shot it. He uses a red camera. I don't know if you're familiar with some of the technology at all.
I have no clue. Where was this filmed?
Okay.
Was this filmed in Vegas?
The first one was filmed actually here at the OVW Arena. The second one was filmed in Portland, Oregon.
I see.
Yeah.
What's Hell House? What is Hell House?
Hell House was a horror movie. That's the one I did before Ultimate Deathmatch. That's a horror movie that was filmed out in Indiana. That was kind of cool. It took place in a fun house where every time someone jumped out at you, it was for real. They were going to kill you. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Cool concept.
Is Melissa Coates in the Ultimate Deathmatch? You know,
she's in the she's in the second one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to get her on a couple of months back. We got to get her back on.
Yeah, she's all right. I just did a calendar with her recently.
Oh yeah, she's a fitness model as well.
Yeah, actually, she was Miss Olympia. She competed way above what I had done. She made it to the finals. She made it to the top of the top.
Wow.
Yep.
This is April Hunter, our guest. Tell them, April, as a member of AprilHunter.com, what do you get for being a part of AprilHunter.com besides to get to look at you? What's on there?
Oh, gosh. I have had that site for, 10 years now, and there is 10 years worth of pictures, and I'm talking updates every single week. There is probably well over 10,000 pictures on there, probably almost 200 different videos to download. I have behind-the-scenes diaries, more than 200 of them, from wrestling, modeling, conventions, expos, adults, like CES, everything. So, and then I probably have about 250 different guest models also. I'm always getting applications for girls who want to be on my site or trade with me, so I'm on there, so... We do a lot of networking there, and I only pick the best ones. So, blondes, brunettes, and redheads, you get it all.
Hey, April?
Yes, dear?
If we send you an OWW radio shirt and you send us a pic of you modeling it for us, you know, just for the website, you know, for the website.
Yeah, okay.
How did I know he was going to do it? Well, if you go to Gerwack.com...
Is that will you do it? Is that what you're trying to say?
Or do you want to send an April Hunter t-shirt and have Nick wear it and put it on your site?
I might.
Hey,
I might do that. You want to trade?
My 16-month-old Abby will wear it. You'll have tens of thousands of people lined up to see Abby in the shirt.
No, I would do that. You send me a shirt, I'll do it. I'll do that for occasionally for some people that I like. And since you guys are cool, I'll do it.
Yeah, I've got April's information, Nick, so I'll get it to her after the show is over. This is a very awesome April Hunter. AprilHunter.com's her site. Thank you so much for being a part of our show, April.
Thank you for having me on.
888-357-9876. We go from a great interview to, an interview that I'm totally regretting that we're going to have to do, Nick, but you guys want to do it. So Jay Vargas of Wrestlelicious after this commercial break on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 to purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene, yes. All this and more can be found on one site. If you're upset with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineprowrestling.com. News, news, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a month click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Big Fiction,
Mick Foley,
plus the most definitive sports for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs saw the best known internet wrestling stars today, and the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site that throws you online world of wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
This is Mace telling you to tune in to Anything Goes with Cindy Sims. It can go from anywhere from 10:30 to 12:30 Eastern, Thursday night, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey Aaron, you there, dude?
I'll tell you what, she gets some really dirty stuff on that show. Good stuff.
Hey everyone, this is Phil Rocket, the host of CB Radio, which you can catch every Saturday night.
Whoa, wait, Rock?
Yes, Cindy?
Did you just call yourself the host of CB Radio?
I kind of did just call me the host of CB Radio.
Honey, everyone knows that you are just the producer.
Hey, I'm not just the producer. I am the host of the...
Oh my God, shut up. Everyone knows that I am the host of CB Radio, which you can check out Saturday night, midnight-ish, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Now, Rock.
Yes, darling.
This is where you tell everyone, I'll see you Saturday.
I'll see you Saturday.
Good boy.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. Clickwrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 to purchase. $2.95! Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
.com 888-357-9876 option 1 is the number. That was so awesome to have April Hunter on air, and I'm sorry you got lost in the conversation, man. We really need to get you on the Skype thing.
Oh, well, the 15-year-old was just off plugging his ears for all the inappropriateness, so...
Yeah, you and your virgin at Arkansas ears. That's Aaron Kendrick. I'm Alan Logic. Nick Anthony dropped off for a moment or two. He's trying to get Jay Vargas on the line, but while we don't have Jay, we do got week two of the Monday Night Wars, and the votes are in thanks to the Nielsen ratings boys, and drum roll, dun 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 dun, Raw won again. Raw with a 3 live show that was a WrestleMania Rewind event had a 3.7 against TNA, a canned tape show that had a main event of AJ Styles. Jeff Hardy did a 0.8. They dropped from a 1.0 to a 0.8, and WWE went from a 3.4 up to 3.7. Now, Aaron, do you think that's because it was a tape show and everybody read the spoilers, or do you think WWE had a better show this week?
I just think it's funny how before there was even another show, like WWE Raw was running 3.0, 3.1, and since there's another show on Monday, they've increased. I just find that funny. Like, I don't get that, but to answer your question, I think it has to do with the fact that it was taped and that there's not going to be any reruns, so people were just like, all right, let's go on the internet and look it up. So we'll have to see how it plays out next week on the live show without the reruns. That'll be something to check out.
Is Nick back on rocking? He's not back on. We didn't do Match of the Week this week because we set up to have Jay Vargas on the show, and it was a surprise to have April Hunter on. She was a last-minute add-in, which was great. But Match of the Week, of the WrestleMania Rewind matches, were you sitting there, Aaron, going, dude, that was really cool. I never even got to see that on WrestleMania. Or were you sitting there going, why are they doing this WrestleMania Rewind crap?
I was doing that with the WrestleMania 20 Rewind match with John Cena and the Big Show because, for one, I mean, that wasn't even a very great match. It was for the United States title, and sure, I mean, they finally dropped the belt off of the Big Show after a pretty good little run and put it on Cena, which started about a year of on-again, off-again, maybe 2 years on-again, off-again U.S. title reigns for him and really put him on the map. But other than that, I mean, the match wasn't even that great. I don't know why they did that one, but, you know, WrestleMania 19 Rewind with Shawn Michaels and Jericho, I thought that was a very great idea.
Now, this was this past TNA event was the lead-in to Destination X, which we were previewing with everyone before April dropped off and joined us, and she was awesome to have. Some of the other matches that are going to be on that pay-per-view, we're not going to do the picks anymore. We're just going to run them real quick. You're going to see a rematch from Against All Odds of Anderson versus Angle. You're going to see Shannon Moore get his X Division title shot against Doug Williams. Beer Money Incorporated taking on the current World Tag Team Champions, who the TV time, I think, was a singles match this past week. No, handicap. Hernandez handicapped against Beer Money. You've got Tara versus Daphne for the Knockouts title, the contract or get your butt out of our building match with Hall and Nash and Young and X-Pac. And I didn't even know this match existed until I went to the website, Aaron. Big Rob Cherry is going to defend the global championship against Brutus Magnus. Now, of all the matches we've talked about, are you sitting there going, man, I totally want to buy that pay-per-view? Or are you sitting there going, I can't wait for WrestleMania in a week when I get a real show?
Well, I haven't bought any kind of pay-per-view since I caught the last Ring of Honor pay-per-view for $10. So, no, I'm not going to buy the pay-per-view, but I would like to see something like, you know, Kevin Nash and Eric Young against Scott Hall and Six-Pac, except for the Eric Young part. I don't know why he's in there, but, I mean, still, that's going to be something to see. I'm a pretty big Scott Hall fan, but other than that, you know, Styles and Abyss, it's not going to be that great of a pay-per-view. I mean, if they're trying to beat WrestleMania, then they've got a long way to go.
Yeah. Have you actually taken a look? I brought this up on Wild Talk Radio Sunday night. Have you had a chance to see the last call with Scott Hall? Oh, sorry, it's Wrestle Talk. I'm sorry, Sir Rockin. Have you gotten a chance to see the last call with Scott Hall YouTube show yet?
I have not.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you've got a YouTube account, you just look for it. I think it's called Last Call with Scott Hall. He lives in the Orlando area and filmed it. This past week, he had on Larry Zbysko, and they talked about watching the live TNA event. And it's interesting. It's 8-10 minutes of basically Scott being Scott. And hopefully he has straightened his life out, and he's on the straight and narrow, and he's not abuse anymore, which WCW decided to use as a gimmick, but hey, what do I know? 888-357-9876, option one is the way to get in on this. Sir Rockin will set you up with us if you want to be a part of our show. Nick,
all right,
Anthony will be. There
I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. Here's the deal. I just got off the phone with Johnny Caffarella. You know, that's the executive producer or some sort with Jay Vargas in Wrestlicious. Here's the deal. They were expecting us at 10 o'clock, top of the hour. But I told them we were running along at our executive producer, Corey Morrow. He sent them an email, but he was obviously on the road. He didn't get it. So here it is. They're coming on the next 2 or 3 minutes or so. So we'll continue with our Destination X rundown or the Monday Night Wars or what have you. And when they call in, we'll get them on. We'll take a break, quick break. Come back with more OWW Radio Rockin'. If we can go to a quick break, hopefully they'll call us up in the next 2 or 3 minutes. We'll come back with Destination X. That's okay with you, Alan and Aaron. Come back with Destination X, more Monday Night War talk, and then we'll go from there. Is that cool?
Cool. Take a break, baby. OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
Now, the online world of wrestling is proud to present its official form, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forms. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forms, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forms, OWW form games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forms dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloodfest, All Time Pose, What If, Fair or Foul, even a eFed called Takedown. More? Okay, OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for Chick Fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay, you'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forums. It's the gold standard! Okay, that one hurt it. That one hurt it.
If you run a webcast or have a podcast, audio blog, etc., and you need the occasional liner, sweeper, bumper, or intro, check out VeoLiners.com.
VeoLiners.com is a free service bringing the internet broadcasting community together. Membership is free, and you can log in anytime.
Simply post your script request and let another community member take it from there. It's that easy. Then come back and check your post and download the completed audio.
It's also a great site to add to your portfolio. Gain practical experience by helping your fellow members out and recording their requests.
Remember, it's 100% free to join and use.
VOLiners.com. Voiceovers, liners, sweepers, and bumpers for your broadcast. Join today.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Option 1 if you want to get in the line to talk to Wrestlicious's Jay Vargas. I'm Alan Wojcik. If they're coming. That's Nick Anthony. I'm Alan Wojcik. Aaron Kendrick is here joining us as well. Get in on this. Get in our chat on OWW Genesis. Just wanted to mention.
Can you try, real quick, can you try to be respectful to them, Alan?
Oh,
I know
sure.
It's going to be hard for you.
I'll be like Joey Styles. When Mike Awesome was on, I'll kill him, and then I'll be polite about it. And speaking of polite and awesome, Monday Night Raw ended with Bret the Hitman Hart pulling a fast one on Vince McMahon, yanking the cast off. But before they did that, we found out that Stu Hart will be going into the 2010 Hall of Fame. And a shocker of shockers for someone like me who covers wrestling daily and does book reviews and DVD reviews, the legendary Gorgeous George, not the woman who Randy Savage brought in the business, but the Gorgeous George Wagner, the prelude, the pre-runner, the forerunner to everybody in the business. Vern Gagne may not feel that way because he felt he was the superstar TV guy. But if it wasn't for Gorgeous George Wagner, you would not be watching wrestling right now. He was amazing. If you can find his biography that was put out a couple years ago through ECW Press, get your hands on it. I'm excited now to watch the Hall of Fame event, and I'm not sure, but I think this is the first year in a while, and I don't know if Aaron can correct me on it or Nick can, that they're not inducting a tag team. That was usually, it seemed like, the staple for a little while. It was like, all right, we got a veteran here, we got a ha-ha funny here. And a tag team. I don't think there is a tag team this year.
Wait, they didn't have a tag team at the one in L.A., did they?
They had, it was either the Funks, the Briscoes, the Blackjacks.
Basically, that tradition started the year after 21, Nick, which they started it, I think, with the Blackjacks at Chicago. And then they just went with it from there. You know, they had the Funks and the Briscoes, and they've all been inducted. But I think it started in Chicago after your...
After L.A.?
Yeah.
I see. 888-357-9876, option 1. Radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Nick Allen and Aaron. Still waiting for Jay Vargas and Johnny Caffarella of Wrestlicious to call in. What do you guys want to tell Jay Vargas and Johnny Caffarella of Wrestlicious? You guys heard... Alan and myself and Aaron as well. You've heard what we had to say about it, our opinions. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to call Jay. Speak up. Be the wrestling fan that you know you are and speak up for the sport. As I was telling Alan, I'm going to try to be as respectful and professional as I can, and I hope he can as well.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. But you guys have the opportunity to do so as well. We're waiting for that phone call. At the meantime, we're talking Hall of Fame for the WWE. Stu Hart, Gorgeous George, being inducted into this year's Hall of Fame for the WWE. Destination X coming up this weekend for the TNA promotion. We talked briefly about it before April Hunter came on. Where did we leave off, Alan?
Well, while you were talking to Vargas's people, Aaron and I kind of just talked.
Did it already?
Well, we didn't do our picks. We kind of just felt if you're a paying customer, judging from what you watched last night, are you sitting there going, yeah, they really made me want to buy that pay-per-view? Or are you sitting there at home going, yeah, WrestleMania's in 2 weeks. I'll save it because that's going to cost me $60. Which, I mean, even better than that, isn't it amazing that all the WWE pay-per-views. I remember buying WrestleMania 10 when I lived in New York, and it was 1995. Now I think WrestleMania is like $150, something like that.
For a ticket, maybe, but not for a...
No, I think the pay-per-view is like $60 now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then when you add HD, then you're really going nuts. It's like $70 I spent last year on it, like $70-$80 for HD. I don't know why I did that, but I did. Are we doing anything, by the way, with the network for WrestleMania coming up in a week or so?
I know on the Saturday night I'm a part of WrestleTalk's preview show, which I think is going to be a Midnight Rockin' mentioned, and Tim Stein, who's normally our producer, mentioned. I don't know. I think Corey and them were trying to get it in. 10 to midnight it is on Saturday.
You know
the
what?
27th.
Since we're talking about the network and we got some time this year, hey, Rock, I sent you over a audio clip of something that happened this past Sunday on the network. It was WrestleTalk. You guys were doing the show. Tim Scott and Spud or Spug or Spunk or whatever his name is. Yeah, I heard it. Alan, you were you called in on the program. Why don't we just listen to what you had to say about me?
Ladies and gentlemen, Alan, now, correct me if I get this wrong, Alan Wojcik from OWD.
Oh, you get it right. My own radio partner can't even get it right.
All right, pause it right there. Pause it.
I knew it was coming.
I said your name right for the last two or three, or well, I haven't been on for that. Well, that was the first show. That was the first show, first of all. And then you just blatantly put me down, Alan. Blatantly. Oh, you can get it right, but my co-host.
Hey, they didn't exactly put out wine and cheese and flowers for you at a rockin' convention.
Go ahead, Rock. Continue.
Chick. Well, Chick, okay. Alan, I have a question for you.
Oh, dear God.
And it's a
Here
legitimate
it
one.
Uh-oh.
I want credit for being funny for a change. Come on.
You are. You're funny. We're funny when we talk after our show on Tuesday night. The problem is you don't get to talk on the air with us, and anytime you do, it's to yell at Nick for something.
Oh, well, Tim, you're the one that has to produce that? I'm so sorry.
Stop it right there. Okay. What have I done to anybody at the network?
I don't know.
Have I done to anybody? For, I don't know who that was. Was that Will Rock? Who was that who said that? Oh, Tim, you have to be the one to produce that show. Hey, what have I done to this guy? Why is everybody so down on me? And I let you guys talk. What the hell are they talking about?
I have no idea.
You're right along with them, Alan. What are you talking about? You have no idea. You're right along with them. Go ahead, Rock.
Legitimate question for you, Alan.
Okay.
How long have you been hosting with Nick? Just out of curiosity.
I think
Yeah, wait a second, Nick. Here's the thing. He hasn't really hosted with Nick. He's been on one show with Nick. The other two, he's done himself with Aaron. Okay, so you've hosted with him once. How have you hosted with him once and not wanted to throttle his ass?
I was fine with it. Like I said, it's his show. I'm happy that they even asked me to be a part of it. And I let him do his thing. And the neat part is that I got the little Skype thing that I can type in and go, I'd like to talk now.
Expressed by the Sun Guy, not necessarily those of the WTO network.
There you go.
For anybody
there. He's your psychologist.
Thank you, Alan.
I better keep my mouth shut.
Thank you very much, Alan. Spug. I don't know what the deal is. What have I done to this guy?
No idea.
He wants to throttle me. Would you like to throttle me, Alan? That's basically saying he wants a piece of me. He wants a piece of me. That's basically what he's saying, right? And I have no idea what I've done to this cat. Spunk. What have I done to you, Spunk?
Hey, Nick, I have a question for Alan.
Uh-oh.
Do you like dark meat?
Well, I hope it's not that type of throttle.
What are you
talking about, man?
Yeah, but aren't you officially part of the network? I mean, you're getting a shot on like the rest of those hosts, so it's a team member taking another team member to task. I mean,
but I don't take anybody to task, man.
I'm just enjoying being. I was humbled enough after we did our pre-production stuff Sunday night. Tim had said, if you're ever not doing anything on a Sunday night and you want to come on and talk, come on and talk. How'd I know that they were going to start asking me all these kind of crazy questions? I don't have a problem with that. I'm honored that I'm able to be a part of this show every week, that you, Corey, Scott, and all the producers came to me and said, we'd like you to come in and be a part of our product. I'm really enjoying being here. There's a caller.
This might be Jay Vargas and Johnny Caffarella of WrestleIssues. Am I correct in saying that?
It's Johnny Caffarella from WrestleIssues. I had a hard time getting a hold of Jay tonight. I just tried twice and I wasn't able to get him.
All right, well, hey, I guess you're just as good being the executive producer of the program, right?
I'm almost a co-executive producer of the program, correct? And we can get Jay on another day. I really apologize. I had talked to him earlier today and just wasn't able to get a hold of him tonight. I just got voicemail twice, so.
All right, it's all good, Johnny. If you're just as good, you can hear us out on our concerns and our comments and opinions on the product, and we'll go from there. You can pass the word to Jay. 888-357-9876, option 1. to talk to Johnny Caffarella. He is a part of Wrestlelicious for comments and opinions on the product. Johnny, you came on the program a couple of months back here on OWW Radio, and we put you guys over, Wrestlelicious over. We told people to watch and things like that. Fast forward to the first show, the debut show of Wrestlelicious, and we get the product that you guys put out on the screen. Now, do you guys feel comfortable with what you guys have as a professional wrestling promotion, a professional women wrestling promotion?
First of all, excuse me. We're not a professional women's promotion. We are a production company that produces TV programs. Wrestlelicious is an action comedy program. It's not a wrestling show. It's a comedy, action comedy program that uses wrestling as a vehicle. Okay, and so that, and we came out and we said that from the get-go. We said that if you're a serious wrestling fan, you're not going to like this. We've said that in press releases. We've said that on the air in many, many interviews. So, you know, if your expectation was different than that, we apologize, but we're not apologizing for our product.
Okay, with saying that, Johnny, do you feel that it's a slap in the face to professional wrestling or professional women wrestlers who've came before your guys' promotion? Is it a slap in the face to those guys who went through the tough times in wrestling?
Well, you know, the girls that went through the tough time in women's wrestling were the Glow Girls, which I was a part of that show. And I was a producer of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And they really, you know, kind of... we're the forerunners of women's wrestling. Now, anybody in our show now, most of the women that are in our show now, watched Glow as little girls. Even Kong, Amazing Kong, has told me that she watched Glow as a little girl. She loved Hollywood. That's what got her involved, is watching that show. So, you know, I don't think it's a slap in the face at all to anyone.
Well, all right. I've got a question.
Sure.
Just a second ago, you said that you basically just said that you're using wrestling as a doorstep for your own TV.
Wrestling is a vehicle. It is an action comedy show with wrestling as the vehicle. In other words, if it was Gorgeous Ladies of Bowling would be the vehicle, but it would still be an action comedy program. That's what I said.
I'm
35 years old. I grew up watching Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. This is an insult to Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. Because you had Ivory, who could actually wrestle. You had girls on that show that could actually wrestle. I've been covering wrestling for 10 years. This show is the biggest insult to every single woman wrestler, alive, dead, and you should be ashamed that you're even a part of this. I told Nick I was going to be nice, but I can't be nice.
Try to be respectful.
It's an action comedy. Where was their comedy in parodying Britney Spears, which WWE has already done with Jillian Hall? I mean, I couldn't even make it past your first match on the show, which was 45 seconds long.
Well, here's the deal. Johnny, if you guys have these professional, you guys say you're acting comedy with a vehicle, you're using wrestling as a vehicle. If you wanted to get the wrestling fans, wouldn't you have produced or showed your best wrestlers in that first match, in that first episode? Why go the route of these models who want to be professional wrestlers who aren't doing anything for anybody? And then you have...
Are you talking about Rain? Are you talking about Amber O'Neil? Are you talking about...
It was that first
Where
match.
Where was they on the opening show? It was some mafia wannabe girl taking on a Hawaiian girl. I would have rather have seen Rain or Amber O'Neil or Awesome Kong or Amy Lee.
The mafia wannabe girl is the New York Knockout Nikki, who just had a tryout at TNA, who's been in the business for 5 years. So that's a wrestler that has 5 years of experience and is very, very good. So you obviously didn't do your homework on that. In the six-league tag match, that was Lorelei, that was Mercedes Martinez,
that
was Rain.
I understand.
They never got to watch the match because your first match turned us all off.
Yeah, I was going to say that. In order to get to that six-woman tag match, we had to get past this, which turned everybody off, Gunny. That's the problem. That's the only problem that we had with the program. You have these great wrestlers on it, but we can never get to it because of the beginning of it.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you that first show, if I had to do it again, we probably wouldn't have put that match up front. But if you'll watch from now on, we have strong matches. that don't involve models, that are the main event of the night and towards the end of the program. And so, you know, I mean, I agree with you that that wasn't probably the strongest match or maybe even the best decision to put that in the first show. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what we did. Good decision, a bad decision. And I actually agree with you guys that that probably wasn't the way to go in retrospect.
If you guys are going for the action comedy, I guess, genre, why just go out and do action comedy? Why involve wrestling?
Why involve wrestling?
Yeah.
Well, that's the show that we wanted to do. We wanted to do a show that showcased wrestling, but also wasn't so diehard serious, you know, that was looked at in a different way. Now, you guys, you know, you're not going to like this, but what I'm going to tell you is the reality is that 97% of the country takes wrestling as a joke.
Johnny, I have to stop you right there. Because that's the problem. That's the problem that we face.
Right.
We know that 90%, if not, you know, more, know that is a joke. And then when they turn on Wrestle Witches, they see it more of a joke, Johnny. That's the problem we have.
Okay, here's what we got. Our show is not going for that. Our audience is not the wrestling fan. Our audience is the television fan. The same guy that's going to watch, you know, any number of programs, not necessarily wrestling. And I think that the general public is comfortable watching a show like this than a show where they feel like they're a diehard wrestling fan.
You're not going to
get the general public.
You're not going to get a general public fan.
We did that at Glow. We had more viewers than Vince had when we did Glow. We did do that, and I think we can do it again. The Glow fan was not a wrestling fan. The Glow fan was a casual fan. Go ahead, I'm sorry. But I wanted to make that point.
Well, where's Glow now? I mean, WrestleLicious could be that way right now. Granted, you got a Powerball money winner who's running the show, or I mean, what involved does Jimmy Hart have in the booking, and how much do you have involved in the booking of the show?
Jimmy Hart and I and Steve Blance, the head writer from Glow, basically run WrestleLicious. Now, we run by things by Jay Vargas to see, you know, what his input is, but 90% of the time he says himself, all he does is just nod and tell us to go ahead. Now, another thing I want to make clear is Jay Vargas, we are going for a young male demographic, you know, between 18 and 35. We felt it was our idea to put Jay Vargas in the show, not his. We talked him into it. He wasn't even very happy about it. But we felt that he represents our demographic. It would be good to have him on the show. And we did that after the show was already financed and everything else. So what I'm saying is that the perception is that he wanted to put himself in the show, and that's why he, you know, invested it. That's nowhere near the truth. That was our decision, and that was our advice, is for him to be in the show, not him.
As I said before, and this is a question that's in the chat room, if 97% of the population says wrestling is a joke, as you brought up, why present the product that plays to that stereotype?
What I'm saying is, you guys aren't listening.
I'm absolutely listening.
We're trying to get a broader audience than just the wrestling fan. And you guys, you know, and I understand that.
If the broader audience is against the product, who the hell's going to be watching?
Exactly.
I'm not saying the broader audience is against. I'm saying that our viewer will watch us, but not necessarily watch TNA or the WWE. That's what I'm saying.
So are you trying to get an audience that's broader than the wrestling fan, a sitcom that says. Well, is chicks wrestling, that's the sitcom type thing? Is that what you're trying to get with an action comedy? Because if I got the choice of an action comedy, I'm not watching your product, because there's so many DVR shows out there, and you're on a network that, unless you have HD or something, you're not, you know, I got to search through 500,000 channels to find you guys. And the reviews, and I'm sure it'll change, you'll find them. If the reviews are making this to be the biggest car wreck in wrestling history, what's out there to make fans tune in when they can watch WWE, TNA, Shimmer, WSU, where the women are being treated in a different light. Now, I'm not saying backstage you're not treating them in a different light, but from what
I've seen. Yeah, you ask them how they were treated backstage. I mean, you know, and I think you'll find, okay, but go ahead. Okay.
Yeah, I don't care how they're treated backstage. It's your product. Do what you want. I'm not a booker or a promoter. I'm just someone who's covered the business for 10 years.
Here's what I do, because I don't want to just come on and beat you guys up. I want to watch WrestleLicious. I want to back Jay. I want to back you guys. I love the idea. But why can't we do this real? I mean, we got these wrestlers who were trained by legendary figures, and you're just making a mockery of it in a lot of people's opinion. I know you guys want to go down the genre of action comedy, but I hate to say it's real to a lot of people, but it is. It's real to a lot of people.
Where did you come out that we're making a mockery? I don't understand that. Yeah.
When you put in laugh tracks, that's number one. That's making a mockery of it. You got laugh tracks going into the whole program.
Now, wait a minute. You've never heard a laugh track during the course of a match. The matches that we have are with trained professionals, which is not what we did at GLOW. We made that change, but we have trained, respected professionals
that are doing the matches.
Am I right or wrong?
You get when you don't run the proper programming at the top of the hour and you go with jokes and things like that? We never get to those matches.
All right, let me ask you.
Can you skip ahead on your... I mean, of course you can get to the matches, but go ahead.
Go ahead, Aaron.
All right, let me ask this. All right, you guys say that you really don't want it to be known as a wrestling product for the diehard wrestling fans. All right.
No, I just said that I'm well aware that the diehard wrestling fan is not gonna embrace this. I'm well aware of it.
Well,
and we never hoped for that.
Well, if so, then why is wrestle in your name? Why is there a wrestling ring? Why are there trained professional wrestlers? Why is there a cornball commentator?
Why is there a cornball commentator?
Yeah.
As opposed to what? As opposed to Taz, who talks about carpet munching?
Good one.
I'm saying that's a general wrestling rule. You got to have a cornball commentator. Why is there all that?
Right.
If it's not going to appeal to the average wrestling fan.
What we're trying to do is get the casual viewer who is aware of wrestling and sees the girls on it and says, hey, I want to check this out. And what you guys are saying, I know what you guys are going to say, is that once they see it, wrestling isn't represented the way that the diehard fan would like it represented. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but also, if you're saying that the casual fan is going to tune in to look at that, why would the casual fan do that when I can just throw in a DVD of Jessica Alba, Jessica Simpson, or the latest movie? There's nothing in this product that's making a 20-some-odd-year-old kid. I mean, Aaron's 15. Are your friends sitting somewhere, Aaron, going, dude, I can't wait to watch this WrestleLicious show? Or are they sitting there going, I don't even know what WrestleLicious is? I mean, what's the Q rating on this show right now? Do you get that from your production people?
Honestly,
yeah.
I'm probably the only person in my city to watch it.
You're the only person to what?
I'm probably the only person in my city that knows about your program.
What's your city?
Well, we have a pretty big population.
Star City, Arkansas.
And I'm in Tampa, Florida, and I never heard of your show until Aaron told me about it. And I'm
well,
in New York.
First of all, remember that we just launched 2 weeks ago. Right. You know, number one. I mean, it takes a while to build a base for this stuff. I mean, it took us a year before we had any kind of national, you know, recognition, any national Q factor with GLOW. So, I mean, this stuff doesn't happen overnight. I mean, you know, it's only happened because of the wrestling, you know, it's been so controversial in the wrestling community, and that's what really made people aware of it. Go ahead.
As a wrestling fan, take yourself away from WrestleLicious, Johnny. And
okay.
Be sincere. Be honest. Be sincere about this.
Okay.
Take your way away
right.
from it. As a wrestling
okay.
fan, would you watch this product? As a wrestling fan, a core wrestling fan, which should be your base audience, with your audience
no.
watching WrestleLicious, because you're not going to get the general public watching a wrestling program. That's
I disagree.
One.
I
no,
disagree
you can't, because it's absolutely true.
No, it's not true.
Your core audience is going to be wrestling fans, Johnny.
I disagree, and I know for a fact, and I know from the market research that we did, that the core audience for GLOW was not wrestling fans, and I know that, and I have been.
They're horny teenagers.
Okay, very well, whatever you want to call them, but they were not what you're saying it is. They were not the diehard. But that is not our core audience.
If you're going after teenagers and kids who want to fap off at night or whatever you're going.
But I'm not. You know what? I don't think it's that.
They don't have the money to keep your product in. Well, Jay does, but you want to make money instead of spending money, right? They're not going to have the money to keep your promotion afloat, are they? So you're going to have to go after the hardcore wrestling fans like OWW Radio and these other guys who have the money to support you guys. So why isn't the hardcore wrestling fan the true core wrestling base for your promotion?
If kids couldn't support a wrestling promotion or a TV show, I mean, please, who do you think supports these?
Kids do, but they're telling their parents about kids. These teens and these dudes buying, they're not going to tell their parents they're watching Wrestlicious because what they're doing at night, watching it. They're not going to say that.
Well, I disagree, but I mean, you're certainly entitled to your opinion. But I mean, we know who our core audience is. We know who our advertisers are looking at. I mean, we've done the research on this, you know?
All right.
We're not a bunch of guys that are just blowing. Go ahead.
Let's take one caller because we're getting desperately close and out of time.
Okay, sure.
You want to hear from a listener or a viewer or a wrestling fan and what they might think of your promotion, Wrestlicious, and what they have to say. Let's bring in the caller. Caller, who you are?
Sure.
Who are you and where are you calling from?
This is the Spud Guy.
Hey, what's
Spud Guy?
All right.
Spud. What's up, Alan?
Hey.
So you're saying that I only caught like the 30 seconds of this. So what you're saying is that the wrestling fan will understand where you're going with this promotion, with this Wrestlicious promotion?
The wrestling fan? No, what I'm saying is that we're not targeting this to the wrestling fan. That's what I'm saying.
Obviously you're not. You're targeting it to the lonely jerk-off sitting in front of his computer who beats off for 30 minutes a day.
Respectfully.
That's a big audience.
And look, dude, it's not wrestling.
They're logging on AprilHunter.com or something.
This isn't wrestling. Please don't try to portray it as wrestling. Don't include wrestling in the title. Put it in a pool full of pudding and put them in bikinis for all I care. But you are putting a black eye on a sport and an entertainment genre that people like Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Gorgeous George, Antonio Inoki, Classy Freddie Blassie, Fabulous Moolah, people like that who sweat, bled, cried, and died for this industry. And you want to
Jimmy Hart, huh?
Dude, Jimmy Hart? I can't believe Jimmy Hart would even do this. I don't know how much you had to pay him to get him involved. I people like you drive wrestling fans like me nuts because you have no respect for where the industry came from.
We have plenty of respect, and we were part of where the industry came from. So, you know, it's really, you guys want something to bash, I think. You know, and we just happen to be your target this week.
No, Johnny, we're not trying to bash you. We're just speaking passionately about a sport that we love.
I understand that you came on with a defensive attitude from the moment go because you knew that this was a wrestling oriented show, and me,
right.
Aaron, and Nick, we're not your target audience. You
right.
even said it.
Yeah, well, that's right.
I don't know who your target audience is.
Disagree, then why did you
right.
come on our show?
Yeah, what's
so, so my advice would be, guys, if you don't like our show, don't watch it.
Obviously we're not, dude, because I couldn't make it a minute and a half through your show. My 16-month-old daughter's got more ring time than half the people on your show, and you claim that you got 17 of the top 50 of the
18 now. 18 now since we signed Josie Sojo Bowl.
Right, who got booted out of TNA. I mean,
right.
you can't compare, and I'm sure you're not trying to, but you can't compare any of the wrestlers that are on your roster – the WSU people when they were on, didn't even want to talk about your product because they were embarrassed by it. Sean McCaffrey was embarrassed by it.
Sean?
Yeah,
I talked to Sean the other night.
I talked about it 2 weeks ago, and he wouldn't. He said, I'd rather not address that company.
I talked to him the other night, and we had a good conversation, and he understands what we're doing. We understand what he's doing. And it's two completely different things. However, what's interesting about it is that we're using several of the same performers. Is that several of the people that are in our show are also in the WSU show. From Rain to Amber O'Neill to Mercedes Martinez, there's quite a bit of crossover there. And so, if Sean didn't come on there, I think it's because he knew that you guys were expecting him to bash it, and he didn't want to do that.
Well, okay. Have you got anything else?
I do. You say that you are a part of the legacy of wrestling, or you're trying to be.
No, I said I was involved in GLOW. That might be different, but I just said
you were involved in... Dude, I remember watching GLOW when I was like 5 years old.
Okay.
You have fabulous female wrestlers in the history of wrestling. You know, it goes back to the Moolahs and the Mae Youngs and women mm-hmm. like that.
Yes.
Do you realize that what your performers are doing is spitting in their face.
Are you talking about Amber O'Neill and Mercedes and Rain and Serena Deeb?
I'm talking about the fact that you would rather take a bunch of women, throw them in the skankiest outfits you can find. I've been to your website, dude. It looks like a softcore porn website. It does. You throw them in the skankiest outfit you can find. You throw them in a ring and you say, here, do some wrestling moves and get the guys all worked up. They'll buy our merchandise.
Okay.
Why don't you ask them what we say to them?
Okay, why don't you get
Amber O'Neill? Why don't you get Rain? Amber O'Neill has been on the glory board completely putting over Wrestlicious. She loves Wrestlicious. She wants to continue to work with Wrestlicious.
She's going to say it's great.
Okay, Spug, tell Johnny what you would like to see. What would you do to change Wrestlicious now? Now that you gave him your negative, now give him something positive and tell
sure,
him what
I'll
you
I'll
would
listen,
do.
Sure.
Honestly,
what would you do? Yes, what would you do?
I'm not your target audience. We all know this. I'm
right.
Like Nick. I'm like Alan. I'm a wrestling fan. I enjoy wrestling.
Yeah, that's established.
I don't want to tune in to whether it be Wrestlicious, TNA, or WWE. I don't want to tune in and see a skank fest. I enjoy women's wrestling. I enjoy women who actually can wrestle, like a Mickey James, like a Mae Young, like a Moolah. I enjoy that. So why don't you have actual wrestling? Make it compelling. Why don't you actually target the wrestling fan? Because I tell you what, if you targeted the wrestling fan and said, hey, these guys don't know how to do women's wrestling, and we're all about that, you would find a great number of wrestling fans who would tune in because it's something that the other two companies don't do.
Exactly. So you would take out the action comedy, wouldn't you, Spud?
I would.
Mm-hmm.
You would take out the laugh tracks and all the women in scantily clad clothes, all this. And
right. And you know what that is? You know what that's called? That's called Shimmer. And there's a reason Shimmer doesn't have a TV deal. And I think Shimmer's very, very well done. But what you're describing is pretty much Shimmer. Am I right or wrong?
A great wrestling promotion.
You know why you have a TV deal? Because you have an idiot who won a Powerball back in the
Oh, no, come on. No. But we're not going to do that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yes, it is like Shimmer. And, dude, I'm a worker. I'm in the industry. I can see what makes a good show and what makes a bad show, what makes a good product. And when you start to alienate, and yes, hardcore wrestling fans should not be your 100% target demographic. But if you don't go after them in some way, then your product is just going to wallow in mediocrity, and it's going to get bashed like this, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. You know, and it's like, I mean, when we you know, set out to do this, we knew this was going to happen. I mean, this wasn't a surprise to us. I mean, this was all well thought out, and we knew what we were in for. We expected this, and we feel that we're offering the general public a entertaining product. We're feeling an interesting product, a product that exposes very, very good wrestling. You know, like I say, with I think our matches, the last two matches, we had Serena Deeb, who's obviously in the WWE now with the Straight Edge Society, and Jennifer Blake, who's a very well-respected indie wrestler. And again, the week before, we had the other wrestlers I mentioned, Mercedes Martinez and them. And next week, or this week, I should say, is Madison Rain, Daphne, the lovely Lacey, who's been in the indies for 8 years, and talented wrestlers, which we feel are very, very good matches. And we're exposing, you know, the general public to an entertaining show with good wrestling. And I don't see anything wrong in that.
Well, yeah. If I may say so, I, for one, I mean, you know, I watched your product, and like, I respect that you do recognize, like, you do acknowledge that you have great women wrestlers, and you recognize their legacy, such as the Von Erich family. But I, for one, I'm going to try and respectfully, you know, decline watching the product because it's not my style. And I'm going to try and do that respectfully and say that I appreciate what you try to do with their legacies.
Okay, let me ask you, what is it about the product that you don't want to watch?
Well, I mean...
Well, why is it that you don't want to watch the product? Pardon me?
Because I'm not going to watch action comedy.
You'd rather watch Shimmer.
We're wrestling
yeah.
fans.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right, so one last question, Spook.
Okay, you mentioned the Von Erichs, and you have Daphne and Madison Rain and quite a few talented female wrestlers.
I didn't mention the Von Erichs. The other gentleman did, but go ahead.
Okay,
yeah.
But you mentioned this...
part of it, right?
Yes, she is. You've mentioned this list of talented female wrestlers. Why do you and the people in your company who make the decisions feel the need to dumb it down and make it something that you can see on public television as opposed to something we could see on Cinemax every Saturday night?
Well, I don't get the Cinemax reference. What does that have to do with it?
Soft porn.
Softcore.
Gangster flat ladies.
Yeah,
there's,
why?
There's nothing like that. This is not softcore at all. No, please. I mean, that's a stretch. It's nothing. It's not worse than many, many of the shows are on television. You know, please. It's not a late night cable softcore thing at all. And I think you guys know that.
Sir,
you know,
I get your Wrestlicious on Fox Sports here where I live in Ohio. Okay, it comes on late Saturday night.
Okay.
I'm deaf in my one ear, so I have to have the closed captions on.
Okay.
I kid you not when I say that every third sentence in the closed captions had some sort of censor in it.
What? It was censored in the closed captioning off of from America One?
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't know. Okay. Well, that I don't know why that would be, and I will check into that. The closed captioning scripts that I saw had nothing deleted.
At least every third sentence had something censored out. And if you were, even if you're trying to portray yourself as action comedy, still, that's too much. And I'm sorry.
Well, that's the first I've heard of that. I mean, I think our comments.
Thanks, Buck.
Obviously, those were comments from the commentary. I think that they're very benign. And like I mentioned earlier, I don't think they're any worse than anything Taz would say on TNA.
Donnie.
Yeah.
Let's go one more caller. Hey, thanks, Buck. We'll talk with you a little later on. One last question, Mace.
Sure.
For Donnie, go ahead, Mace.
Johnny, I was able to catch your product through the internet. Unfortunately, I'm in Australia, so we don't have any direct access to your product.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I do have a couple of small problems with the product, as everybody has said tonight.
Sure.
One of these you constantly say that you're going for the generalized audience. Do you factor in the fact that when a general audience is going to look at a product like Wrestlicious, they're going to turn around and find the person that they know that knows something about wrestling and say, should I watch this show?
I disagree, but okay. I don't think that really is what happens, but okay. All right, let's say that it does happen. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, you keep saying that the hardcore wrestling fan is not your core audience, that you're going for the wide spectrum.
Yeah.
I understand that that's your defense for this, but the hardcore wrestling fan is going to be the one that's going to turn around and recommend this to your casual viewer. You know, it's general word-of-mouth advertising. And from the way you've put it across tonight, if you're going to deny the hardcore wrestling viewer, then that's going to impact on your generalized audience. But
all right, I mean, that's certainly your opinion. I mean, that's, and you know, that may be a valid point. Like I said, we're not trying to alienate anybody. We're not trying to alienate the hardcore audience. We're just not catering this program, obviously, to the hardcore audience, the hardcore wrestling fan audience. That's all I'm saying. But we're not trying to alienate anybody. I mean, that's really not what we set out to do.
No, I understand that. But a couple of other small things. Like, you've got these girls on here with amazing wrestling skill. Why saddle them with gimmicks that are way over the top? Like, no offense to you or any of the girls that wrestle for your company, but when I watched your show, I kept having flashbacks to Carmen Electra's Naked Women Wrestling League. It was so much like that product.
Okay. In what sense? I don't see really any comparison to that.
The production values, the gimmicks of the girls were given, the over-the-top nature of the product. You know, you've got these girls with amazing wrestling abilities.
I'd certainly compare it to Glow before I would compare it to that.
I'm just saying, this is what instantly popped into my mind. You know,
okay.
I wasn't a big fan of Glow. I didn't catch much of it. So this is top of my mind.
So your question about the characters that we're using, is that the character? Why would we use those characters?
Yeah, why not let the girls come up with their characters? You know, you mentioned you have Daphne. The character that she has been doing for the last 10 plus years has been absolutely brilliant and works so well for her. Why mess with that gimmick? Why mess with girls like you've got Mercedes on your show. I've seen Mercedes wrestle. Brilliant wrestler. Great gimmick. Why mess with it?
First of all, in our business model, we like to own our characters, okay, and that's one of the reasons. The other reason is that we want, again, to engage a casual viewer. We feel that the characters have to be over the top. And so what we've tried to do, like with Daphne, she does a goth thing, well, we just push that to the next level with the Draculetta thing. Okay, and so what we've tried to do, Daisy Hayes would be another example. She does the hippie thing. We just pushed that to the next level and called her a different name. But really, you know, we stick with basically the characters that the girls have developed and just do it a little bit more over the top, for the most part. Lorelei would be another one. You know, she's always done the country girl thing. You know, we pushed that to the next level, called her Tyler Texas, gave her a guitar, you know, the whole thing. So that, I wonder if that answers your question.
Last thing, Mace, last thing.
This is more of a suggestion.
Sure.
So take it as you will. Can you please, for the love of God, get rid of those fluoro pink ring ropes? They were hurting my eyes when I was watching the show. I'm not kidding. That color does not translate well to television.
I think that they may be, I think you have a good point there, and I think they may be a little
pink,
less...
Just tone them down a little bit. That's all I'm
asking. I'll guarantee you they'll be pink, but they may be a little less neon the next time. That was a little more vibrant on TV than we even thought it was going to be. And I think they'll be smaller, too. The ropes kind of take away from the action in the ring.
Yeah, definitely. That was headache-inducing, dude.
No, I agree with you on that, and that's a very good point.
Yeah. And I wrote a write-up of the first episode of Wrestlicious for the WildTalkRadio.com website, And that was one of my biggest peeves, was watching the show, and some of the colors that you were using were so bright that it gave me a headache having to sit
right,
there and
yeah.
watch the show. And I watched that show about 3 times to make sure I caught details of character and
sure.
what you were doing. You know, I tried my best to be as fair as I could.
One of the reasons for the ropes and the reason that they were that bright is, again, for the guy who's flipping through, you know, that's going to catch your eye and you're going to go, what the F is this, right?
Yeah.
And so that was one of the reasons. It's just like, this is bizarre, this is over the top. That's one of the reasons we did those ropes. But I do agree, it's distracting, and we are trying to tone it down if we should.
All right, hey, Mace,
another, sorry, Nick.
All right, one more.
One more question.
Yeah, one more.
Okay. With your crowd distribution, I noticed
yes.
that you were practically you had the entrance on one side, blank wall on the other, camera equipment, and then your crowd. Would you be able to do something to sort of make the crowd look somewhat bigger? Because
well, you know, here's I'll
the,
say
the,
that
the straight on was
yeah,
again
in that,
something
and
that
in future shows. In future shows, it'll be different. I'll be very honest with you guys and tell you what happened with that. We had an audience those 2 nights that we shot some of that stuff that was going to be 3 times that size. And we had seating in there that was all the way around the ring. To really, you know, it was a smaller studio and with the 300 people in there that we had reserved and we had planned for. And again, we weren't charging admission, but we had people that had reservations. And for 300 people. Well, what happened was those 2 nights we had torrential downpour in Tampa where we shot it.
Mm-hmm.
And even the Devil Rays, who normally draw, you know, what, 12,000-15,000, drew like 3,000 that night. I mean, it was a horrible, horrible night. So what happened was, for those 2 nights, that Friday and Saturday that we shot, we had like half the people, or a third of the people that we were. So what we did is we put them all in that back bleacher, and we covered up the bleachers on the side, with a black curtain, and then what we did is just shot from that first camera. So the plan was to have seats that we had people, you know, reserved for those seats all the way around. So that was just very unfortunate, very, very frustrating for us. We were really, we had it set up to be something completely different. But, you know, you're throwing a curveball, you just got to, you know, deal with what, you know, with what you're dealt. But that's the reason for that, just so you know.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mace.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. No,
right.
I'll definitely check out your product later in the future to see how it comes along, and yeah,
thanks.
I'll comment to these guys about it.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, we're talking to Johnny Caffarella of WrestleLicious. He is executive. Are you the executive producer of?
Dave Argus is the executive producer. I'm the co-executive producer.
Co-executive producer of the promotion WrestleLicious. He's joined us. He joined us for a couple of minutes here to talk about the wrestling promotion. And I want to commend you, Johnny, for standing up and sticking with your promotion and coming on and talking to us about the promotion.
Well, I believe in our product, guys. I do. I know not everybody does, but I believe in it, or I wouldn't have, the perception is that Jay Vargas funded this thing 100%. He didn't. I funded part of it, and a couple other people did too. So, I mean, I wouldn't put my money, my time, and effort into something I didn't believe in. And I realize that you guys, you know, don't necessarily believe that this is going to work or that it's a good product, but that's what makes this country work, right? We're all entitled to do what we want and what we believe in.
Absolutely, man. I hear you. There he goes, Johnny Caffarella of WrestleLicious.
Thank you.
Here on OWW. Hey, thanks, man, for joining us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
There he goes.
Oh, wow.
You know, I don't understand how they cannot go after the core audience. And basically, he says he's not alienating anyone, but he came on and said it. He's not here for the wrestling fan.
Is he done?
He's done. He's off the air.
Sorry, I've been watching TNA Epics this whole time because the guy. I got 10 years covering wrestling, and this guy basically said I'm an idiot. So thanks for calling me an idiot. You probably sent more people to not watch your program, dude. And we're very happy to help put it off the air. I'm sorry, Nick. I can't be nice to a guy like that. And thanks to the callers for calling in and basically backing us up. But you know, it was a no-win situation. there was no win in this situation. The guy's got his opinion. We got ours. He wasn't going to come on here and change my mind. I don't know if he changed yours or Aaron's mind, but I'm happy I had TNA Epics to watch, the Ultimate X Division thing. This is pretty cool. Way better than that guy's product, so thanks.
All right, online, we're way over. Otaku Talk Live, are they coming on tonight, Rockin'? Yes, they are. All right. So
yeah,
we're running away.
I need to do my closing, don't I?
Wait, hold on. Online, since we're way over, Aaron, we'll just bypass it, all right? Onlinewaterwrestling.com. Thanks to April Hunter. Give out her website there, Alan.
It is aprilhunter.com.
All right.
Where no spaces.
aprilhunter.com, onlinewaterwrestling.com, wildtalkradio.com. Thanks to our callers for calling in this week. OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. Till next week, Eric, Kendrick, Alan, Wojcik, I'm Nick Anthony. Talk to you next week.
Through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.